This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, our friend Jason Sewell, who is the director for Weird Sisters. And Weird Sisters is the latest production from Arts Live Theater.
Yeah.
It opens tomorrow.
It does. It opens tomorrow, 7 p.m.
Now, if people have not heard of Weird Sisters, they're probably familiar with the inspiration.
That's right. They'll probably be familiar with the Shakespeare play Macbeth, which this story is about three girls, mainly about three girls in high school, who are reading Macbeth for their English class, and they start to project what is happening in the play onto what's happening in their lives. So they start to see all these similarities, all these correlations, and they start to identify certain people in their school with characters from the play. And, you know, the arc of the story, one of the sisters goes so far as to thinking that the play Macbeth is actually happening at their school. And so, yeah, so kind of in for a rocky ride at the end there.
And how long have you guys been working on this one?
You know, we started probably 2 months. You know, and obviously rehearsals have picked up here lately, but yeah, about 2 months. We cast it 2 months ago.
Hand washing in this one?
Well, yeah, there is a little bit of hand washing and a little bit of, you know, a spot that must be washed out. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have your young actors read Macbeth?
You know, we didn't. We encouraged them to. A lot of them had already read for class or whatever, and we have copies of the play floating around the set. So I've seen them from time to time picking up a copy to check it out. And I myself had to brush up on it also just to be, you know, just want to be familiar. So a little bit of preparation for this play.
Did some of the kids want to try out because they had read the play in school?
Yeah, I think so. They had already had experience. I mean, we've got some of the cast are older, you know, high school level. One of them is going into college next year. So, you know, a few of them had already read it for whatever English or literature class they have in high school.
I suppose there could be the opposite effect, too. There could be some people who see this play and then are interested in Shakespeare.
Absolutely. You know, and some of the younger cast as well who haven't had the exposure to Shakespeare yet, you know, it's good for them to have exposure in kind of maybe a less intimidating or difficult to read way, you know. And so when they get to the level where they're reading Macbeth, they'll look back and reflect and say, hey, I remember, you know, that from the Weird Sisters.
I read Shakespeare in school, but I never had to read Macbeth. So if I go to this play, am I going to be lost?
No, I don't think you'll be lost at all. Not at all. You know, it's very kind of – it explains what's happening as the story unfolds. And really, the story takes its own kind of shape and becomes about the people in this high school. Although it's set kind of against the backdrop of what happens in Macbeth, it becomes very much about these characters in this particular school.
So for the set, do you have lockers? I mean, what do you have?
Yeah. Yeah, lockers. And, you know, I'll give a shout out to Coleman Clark, who has developed this. Yeah. His concept of the set, and he came to me before we even cast the play and said, this is what I'd like to do with it. And I said, run with it. It looks great, as did Mark, the executive director at Arts Live. And, you know, yes, so there are lockers. There's a lot of different levels. We're using – this is a theater thrust. So we have a thrust stage with an apron. Right. So you know how normally the stage is flat across the front and a thrust is a little portion in the middle that sticks out into the audience.
Oh.
So, you know, it gives us a little bit more to play with as far as staging is concerned and an interesting look. And so, yeah, Coleman developed all of that for this show.
The only thing I know about Macbeth is it's like bad luck to say it in the theater.
It is, yeah. So who knows? We have been saying it in the theater. And we're just relying on the fact that this space wasn't traditionally a theater. So,
right,
because you
know, it's at Arts Live Theater over on Sang Avenue in Fayetteville.
Exactly.
So why is it bad luck to say it in a theater? I've never understood that. I don't know either. I'm just curious.
I don't know. It's just all I know is that you're not supposed to say in theater.
Right.
Just like what you said.
Well, it helps because, you know, this one is called Weird Sisters, so you're not saying.
Correct.
The
That's
name.
Right. And one of our character whose character is Macbeth, his name is Mac, so we don't have to say Macbeth all the time.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Nice. It opens tomorrow night.
Opens tomorrow night at 7. It runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7. And then there's matinees on Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m.
All right.
And tickets, you can get those.
Tickets online at artslivetheater.com or at the box office.
And how much are they?
That's why you have a website.
That's why I have a website. That's why I need to do
He's the director.
Yeah, what do you expect?
Jason Sewell, thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you.